Sang Chi Indo Uday Iagiri, of Fables and Faiths. Sang Chi, Raisana District, Indo Uday Iagiri Caves, Vidisha District, may well be centuries apart but are just 9 kilometers away from each other. While Sang Chi is an important Buddhist circuit must-visit destination, Uday Iagiri Caves have a significant gestalt deep-rooted in Hinduism. These tiny towns in Madhya Pradesh narrate many a period tales. While their religious significance may vary, they seem somewhat linked. Inscriptions in Sang Chi refer to some grants made by Chandragupta II and his general Amra, Kardava as a part of his military expeditions in central India. The royal religious caves in Udayagiri also seem connected with the same campaign. Why Sang Chi? Many credible sources attribute the great stupa's construction to Emperor Ashoka in the 3rd century BCE to house the ashes of Buddha. But according to some, it was Devi, the emperor's first wife. Ancient Selenese chronicle, Mahabani Vamsa, links Devi to Vedasagiri, present-day Vidisha. This, and that Devi had built the great Vihara of Vedasagiri, may have been his motivation for building the great stupa in Sang Chi. The Great Stupa. The central structure is a half-egg-shaped dome erected on a base with the relic chamber within. This dome symbolizes heaven enclosing earth. A square railing on top represents mountains. Its triple umbrella top represents the three jewels of Buddhism, the Buddha, the Dharma, doctrine, and the Sangha, community. Faithfuls circumambulate the railing enclosed circular pathway, Medhi, surrounding the stupa. A low wall, Vedika, surrounds the entire structure. Tarana, ceremonial gateway, punctuates this wall at 4 points. Tarana is the crowning glory of Sang Chi sculpture. 3 architraves surmount the 2 posts topped by sculptured animals or dwarfs. Base relief sculpture depicting events from Buddha's life, and stories of his previous lives, Jataka, cover the entire gateway. These continuous narration crowded panels are full of life. A wheel, an empty throne, or a pair of footprints depict Buddha. Inscriptions also bear the names of those who donated. The complex houses 2 more stupas besides the great stupa, ruins of a monastery, and more ruins of viharas. The structures here date between the 3rd century BCE and the 1st century CE. Udayagiri. Even before the sculpting of caves here, the place was famous since the BCE era as a center for astronomy. The sundials and inscriptions here support this. This made Udayagiri sacred and hence its name. It means sunrise mountain. King Chandragupta II reworked the caves in the 5th century to project the Hindu king concept of a paramount sovereign and a supreme devotee. This led to Udayagiri's evolution from just an astronomy center to an astro-political center. In fact, the title Vikramaditya, as Chandragupta II later became known, translates to he who is the sons of prowess, an obvious influence of Udayagiri. Udayagiri Caves. Like Sang Chi, most sculpted panels in Udayagiri Caves are base relief. Cave 13 has a panel that depicts a resting figure of Lord Vishnu as Narayana, with Chandragupta II standing near his feet with folded hands. The most celebrated sculpted panel of Udayagiri Caves in Cave No. 5 depicts Vishnu's Varaha, boar, avatar rescuing Buddhavi, goddess Earth, in crisis. It is a colossal panel carved in a shallow niche rather than in a cave. While the above panels bear a powerful Vaishnavism influence, other caves also reveal Shaktism and Shaivism leanings. Cave No. 4 has an exquisitely carved Shivalinga, while Cave No. 6 has Durga slaying Mahishasura, the deceptive shape-shifting buffalo demon. This is one of the earliest representations of this Durga legend in a cave temple. Sang Chi Indo Udayagiri, of Fables and Faiths. Though the physical distance may not be much, their faiths distance Sang Chi Indo Udayagiri. While Sang Chi is a Buddhist holy place, Udayagiri was important for three strong cults of Hinduism, Vaishnavism, Shaktism, and Shaivism. Sanchi is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and the Archaeological Survey of India, ASI, maintains Udayagiri. Both have fables and tales carved in stone, immortalized for centuries and generations of mankind. Both offer more than a glimpse into the religious heritage of central India. I would not be exaggerating when I say both are a must-visit for anyone looking for a peep into the rich heritage of ancient India in modern-day Madhya Pradesh.